This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will ease foreign travel restrictions into the U.S. beginning in November. Foreign citizens will be allowed into the country by plane if they have proof of vaccination and a negative COVID-19 test. The new rules replace a hodgepodge of restrictions that had barred non-citizens who had been in certain countries in the prior 14 days from entering the U.S. The changes will allow families and others who have been separated by travel restrictions for 18 months to plan for long-awaited reunifications. The new rules will require all foreign travelers flying to the U.S. to demonstrate proof of vaccination before boarding, as well as proof of a negative COVID-19 test within 3 days of their flight. Pfizer says its COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective for 5 to 11-year-olds. The company said trials showed the vaccine was safe, well-tolerated, and showed robust neutralizing antibody responses at the lower dose levels. Pfizer says it plans to seek authorization for the vaccine use for the younger age group soon. A mass shooting at a university in Russia has left at least 6 people dead and many more injured Monday. It happened in the Russian city of Perm at Perm State University. Video from the event reportedly shows students jumping out of windows to escape. One student told Reuters there were 60 people in a classroom at one point. They closed the doors, barricading it with chairs. Some reports say the gunman was identified as an 18-year-old student at the school. The suspect was wounded while being taken into custody. This is VOA News. Russia's ruling party has retained its supermajority in parliament. That further cements President Vladimir Putin's grip on power in elections that most opposition politicians were barred from and that were marred by multiple reports of violations. The vote has been watched closely for any signs that Putin's control might slip, however slightly, ahead of the 2024 presidential election. It's not yet clear whether Putin will run again then, or choose a successor, or outline a different path. But he is expected to keep his hand on the tiller, whatever he decides, and an obedient parliament will be crucial. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau gambled on an early election in a bid to win a majority of seats in Parliament, but he now faces the threat of being knocked from power in Monday's election. Polls indicate Prime Minister Trudeau's Liberal Party is in a tight race with the rival Conservatives. It will likely win the most seats in Parliament, but still fail to get a majority, forcing it to rely on an opposition party to pass legislation. The head of the United Nations is warning of a potential new Cold War if the United States and China don't repair their relationship. He calls that relationship between the two large and deeply influential countries completely dysfunctional. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres spoke to the Associated Press this weekend ahead of this week's annual United Nations gathering of world leaders. He said the world's two major economic powers should be cooperating on climate and negotiating more robustly on trade and technology. He says they should be working together, even given persisting disputes about human rights, economics, online security, and disputes over sovereignty in the South China Sea. Spain has led a rebellion over soaring energy prices across Europe. Analysts fear it could endanger the continent's economic recovery in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Madrid's leftist coalition government last week approved a shock plan to divert $3 billion from utility companies to consumers over the next 6 months until gas prices are expected to stabilize. Across the continent, governments are offering or considering providing state help to ease the plan felt by rocketing wholesale gas prices, which increased electricity bills. Analysts at S&P Global Platts told VOA that electricity prices have increased because of an increase in the price of natural gas. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.